With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A key measure of inflation fell to nearly a five-year low last month.
The cost of goods and services didn't rise as fast in January as they did a year ago. Overall inflation dropped to 2.4%, not too far from the Federal Reserve's 2% target. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reports gas prices fell more than 3% last month, while grocery prices ticked higher.
And that is Greg Clugston reporting. The latest government stats report that in January, average wages rose 0.4%, while consumer prices were up 0.2%. Economist Steve Moore with Unleash Prosperity says that means real wages rose in January, following the trend throughout 2025. The average American's weekly paycheck now buys about 2% more than it did about a year ago when Donald Trump was inaugurated. Republican Brian Stile of Wisconsin says that the Congress is now working to cut red tape and take other steps to make it easier for people to build new homes and hopefully bring down home prices.
We're about 6 million housing units short in the United States. This is one of the biggest drivers that's driving up costs for families who are trying to get into their first home or a bigger home as their family grows.
Stile was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. GOP political strategist Aaron McGuire is emphasizing the significance of Congress passing the SAVE Act. That's the one known as the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act.
I think that this SAVE Act is a massive thing for the country right now. I don't know why anybody would believe, unless you're Kamala Harris, who can't even put into words why you would need an ID to vote, why we wouldn't want to secure our elections with the most basic thing, which is you have to be an American to vote in elections in the United States, and you got to be able to show an ID.
And this is SRN News. New call coming for action against China.
The communist government in Beijing persecutes Christians within its borders, but it doesn't stop there. The Congressional Executive Committee on China is urging Congress and the President to do something about China's campaigns against Chinese Christians living here in the U.S. The committee says China uses verbal and online harassment to silence believers in this country and sometimes even resorts to physical intimidation by communist agents. Michael Harrington reporting.
The International Christian Concern says there's a war against the Bible going on all around the globe. Simply owning a copy of the scriptures can result in capital punishment in North Korea, Yemen, and Afghanistan. In countries like Somalia and Mauritania, Bibles cannot be printed, translated, sold, or imported. Iranian authorities have forbidden the translation of the scriptures into Farsi. That is the language most Iranians use. This is SRN News. Law enforcement is investigating the disappearance of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie's mother, and last night they sealed off a road near Nancy Guthrie's home in Arizona. We get an update from correspondent Ken Lorman.
A parade of sheriffs and FBI vehicles, including forensic vehicles, passed through the roadblock that was set up about 2 miles from the house. The county sheriff's department said the activity was part of the Guthrie case, but it said further information was unavailable since it was a joint investigation with the FBI.
The 84-year-old Guthrie was reported missing on February 1st. Authorities have expressed concerns that Guthrie's health could be in danger because she needs daily medications. She is said to have a pacemaker and has dealt with high blood pressure and heart issues in the past as well. Investigators have studied surveillance video and sorted through thousands of tips and are currently looking at some DNA evidence as well. This is SRN News.